I need all info warriors. Anyone in the Northeast, anybody in the Midwest, to go to Pittsburgh now with video cameras. The troops are bought and paid for by offshore banks. Republic is falling right now. They are openly bringing in martial law. They have troops deploying in every major city. We need everybody to go to Pittsburgh who loves this country.
International media, government staffers, and protesters.
The G20 basically represents the largest nations which participate in the Western banking cartel, which I feel is behind a lot of the pain, anguish, and misery that exists in our world today.
This is such a police state there that they tried to talk to the military and talk to a spokesman last night. Defense Link put a press release out, and they said, no, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. Then they got their license number, had the police pose as Alamo rental car people from the county there, Allegheny County in Pennsylvania. They called them and said, your car's got no brakes. Bring it in. And they said, well, we're in the cordon at G20. We're news reporters. We can't get out till tomorrow. And they said, well, that's fine, because I'm a police officer with the Army and FBI, and you've all been put on terror list, and your life's over, boy. We know you're a terrorist, and you were sneaking around the military base and ran. All lies.
Okay, so I just went over. They're going to have a guy come out and talk to us, or they said they'll get us a number to contact. He said the PAO. This is probably him right here.
Briefly, tell folks about last night. You guys pull up to the gate. You asked to talk to the public information officer. They called the police and lied and said that you were sneaking around.
Yes, sir. How's it going? We were responding to a news story that the National Guard was going to be masked to go into Pittsburgh. And can we get a comment on that?
We then pulled off to the side of the road where they instructed us to. We waited around 15 or 20 minutes. A representative came back immediately. He was hostile towards us. He did not like our credentials.
We're out of Austin, Texas, Channel 10.
Davey, can I see your credentials?
We tried to get as much information as we could. He refused to answer our questions. So then Rob asked him for his information and where we could contact him tomorrow if we could get a word with him. He then gave it, and we left.
Speech, freely as reporter.
Yes, sir.
You guys have credentials for the G20? I can't. The middle of the night, you come here tomorrow, we'll see what we can accommodate you. We're not going to.
I mean, we only got a few questions, man.
Yeah, we just have like four questions.
The answer's no. Not going to comment. No, I'm not. That's okay. We're going to deny the interview. If you get some credentials to get some that I can work with, I'll do it.
We didn't run away from anything. By the time that we had left, turned around, and exited the main military facility, there was another car parked on the other side of the road, waited for us to pass, followed us for an exit, then got off, and then we were shot. When Douglas got a call trying to entrap him and have us go return our rental car for, quote-unquote, two more free days. When we didn't fall for that, he then came clean and said he was actually military personnel and he wanted to know whether or not we were terrorists, Alex.
And then he told Douglas, you're on a list now, pal, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, he did.
With pleasure. You ran from them. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
In the not too distant future,
they're closing in!
They said the market would drop by 4,000 points, blood would flow in the streets, and lions would be devouring children in the parks of Los Angeles.
It's the same story. It's just FBI training, but it was being...
Do you believe that the military will fire on its feet? Fly.
And they're turning their guns on us.
Decades ago, we're ending, ding, complete control.
The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're building our TV studio next door. We have 7,000 square feet here. We got 7,000 square feet next door. They are probably 70 yards away, but you may hear banging during this hour. We never had that as a sound effect in the background. I don't know if you can hear it right now, but they're driving metal studs into the ground in the studio, and I'm trying to rush them. The city held us up for 6 months with permits, and so I told them just continue. If it gets too bad, we'll just, I guess, take off a few days or something, because nothing can stop us putting this studio in. So an added level of radio theater. Talk about trying to not be distracted while you're doing something. Can you guys hear that on air? You can't hear it? Well, that's fine then. It's louder than 4th of July for me, but this must be a good microphone setup we have. Okay, well, then I'll try to focus with the banging in the background. All right. Look, here's the problem with covering health care. It's like any other issue. It's so bad, I can't even find the proper words to cover how evil it is. And now that we've had a week and a half to go over the full final version, it's amazing even me, and I expect a lot, out of these tyrants. I mean, it takes a lot to surprise me. Tom Daschle, 3 years ago, wrote a book. We've read the passages saying we need to get more like Europeans who just understand after 60, you have a duty to die. And they have this comparative care. They have these bioethicists that sit over the hospitals under federal control, and they decide if you get health care. And as you get older, they begin rationing the care. And that is in the bill. And AP reported, of course, that, oh, it was an oversight, but it's law now. Children and others with pre-existing conditions, you don't get coverage. The insurance companies don't have to give it to you. And then you go on Medicare or Medicaid, and the taxpayer pays for it. But then you get a lower standard of care. That's how they cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, lower the standard of care, but raise taxes. It's nothing but a tax increase for government and a boondoggle payoff to the insurance companies. I'm going to get into that coming up next. But we've got the YouTube video itself posted up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but WorldNet Daily has an article about it as well that's excellent. New York Times columnist, debt panels will save a lot of money. That's a quote. Paul Krugman tells Roundtable Economist, agree, it's going to be major. And their argument is, hey, these panels are going to cut what tests you get, what surgeries you get, just like in Europe or just like the VA. The one case we have of government-run health care, it's a nightmare. I was talking to a lady this morning from England, and she was telling me just how the health service is absolutely horrible. But you talk to Americans who've been told the lie, those that support socialist health care, like, oh, it's great. Everything's free in England. Yeah, waiting a month on a gurney. That was in the news last week, and dying a month. A month. Not being given any health care, 18 months for cancer surgeries that are almost 100% operable if you get it within a few months. Oh, no, you wait over a year and a half, you die. So I wanted to go ahead and play the New York Times economic columnist Paul Krugman says the so-called death panels established by President Obama's trillion-dollar nationalized health care plan will end up saving a lot of money for the government. But he's operating under the false left-right paradigm, saying, well, wait a minute, Republicans, you're saying this is going to cost too much money, but if these death panels cut the amount that's spent, which they will, then that cuts spending. No, that's not how this works. The insurance companies get the lower standard of care for everybody. They get to force 30 million plus people to get insurance. And the government gets to raise all these new taxes on people and save money. So more money goes to the banks and insurance companies and interest on the debt. You get less care. You get less service. So he knows people are watching at home, and he tries to manipulate them by saying, well, wait a minute, if this cuts cost, how is this driving up the deficit? But they admit it costs more money. They admit it raises all these taxes. They admit it brings in more money, but does lower cost because you're being robbed. And I'm going to go over the insurance companies that were behind this in a moment. But right now, let's go ahead and play Paul Krugman on ABC News program this week. Here it is.
Amazing, actually, if you think about people on the right, they're simultaneously screaming they're going to send all the old people to death panels, and it's not going to save any money. That's a contradictory point of view.
Death panels would save money.
What?
I mean, well, theoretically.
The advisory panel, which has the ability to make more or less binding judgments on saying this particular expensive treatment actually doesn't do any good medically, and so we're not going to pay for it, that is actually going to save quite a lot of money. We don't know how much yet. The CBO gives it very little credit, but most of the healthcare economists I talk to think that it's going to be a really major cost saving.
There you go. A cost savings, and they admit over $40 billion a year cuts in Medicare and Medicaid. And they're not just all the new federal taxes and taxes on health care, savings accounts, and everything else. But they make the states come up with money for Medicare and Medicaid. They make them contribute to it. Completely unconstitutional. Now, I told you how 3 months ago I was in an airport. I already knew this. I already read it other places. But there was the head of the healthcare insurance lobby saying, hey, we wrote this bill, and if you put a public option in it, which I'm not for, by the way, because it'll always get stolen. It's wrong to take people's money for somebody else. It's wrong for the government to make you buy something. But it's even worse than stealing money to help people, because they're not even doing it for that. Of course they're not. Did the Soviets steal people's money and labor to help them? Did Hitler, the National Socialist, do it? Did Mao Zedong? No, 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 no. That's the point. You're always going to get cheated. But there they were saying, if you do try to actually cover people with pre-existing conditions, we're pulling out. We're for this if it makes people come buy our goods, if it makes them buy our service and lets us lower quality. And that's why in the last week and a half, all the major insurance, health insurance company stocks are up, and it's been leading the stock market up in the last week and a half, and that was all over AP, Bloomberg, you name it. There's your evidence for all you stupid liberals who really believe the nanny state cares about you and the government loves you, and boy, you got the rich guys, you got the middle class, you know, you're going to get your free giveaway now because you want to be a lazy parasite. Or because you're so taxed and so regulated, you can't make ends meet because of big government destroying our economy and ruining the best health care in the world. Some people aren't lazy. They are being cheated. And the illegals are bankrupting, and it goes on and on. But a great article by Revolt of the Plebes, we got it up on Infowars.com, the K Street Hustling of Obamacare. And it says, ooh, snap, looks like we've been right all along. All the K Street money pumped into the House and Senate has been overwhelmingly one-sided in favor of Obama's horrendous new health care legislation. Go figure. According to a new study released over the weekend by the Center for Public Policy, a nonpartisan public interest think tank in D.C., it is estimated that a record $120 million was spent lobbying for the health reform. In addition to direct lobbying, some of the top firms also rewarded members of Congress with campaign contributions through political action committees and individual lobbying donations. The largest of these firms, Patton Boggs LLP, contributed more than $55,000 almost exclusively to Democrats. Patton Boggs represents Bristol Myers Squibb, one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the nation and the eighth largest corporation in the United States. On January 21, 2010, Patton Boggs was one of several big name health insurance, pharmacological, and hospital lobbying organizations who all whose top executives got together to throw a fundraiser for Massachusetts senatorial candidate Martha Coakley in hopes of landing her the Democratic seat at the crucial 60th vote needed to pass the health care takeover bill. The other top firms that participated, along with a list of companies they represent, are as follows. And it goes on for page after page after page after page. And you can go also in a link here to the Center for Public Policy and look. Over 94% of all lobbying health care and insurance money, and the guy behind Obama more than anybody else, Berkshire Hathaway Insurance Company, Mogul, they are all there pushing this. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, you name it. The biggest fortunes are made by controlling government contracts.
To create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, deep behind the propaganda lines, attempting to wake the people up, attempting to get the population to listen to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine and others' words, love your country, fear your government, or you will get tyranny. Now, for the rest of the hour, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst is our guest. I interviewed him several times more than a decade ago. He is one of the most famous whistleblowers in U.S. history, perhaps the most famous in the more modern times. He's America's first successful FBI whistleblower. Dr. Whitehurst forced the president to issue an executive order ensuring whistleblower protection of all FBI agents who exposed misconduct. His case exposed forensic fraud in the FBI crime lab and subjected it to outside oversight for the first time. He's the director of the Forensic Justice Project and pioneer whistleblower. Dr. Whitehurst now joins us and exposes FBI misconduct and forensic fraud. And all over the country, every major police department in Texas, Austin, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, have all been caught just framing people en masse. All over the newspaper, San Francisco a few weeks ago I saw in the news, Tulia, Texas, literally filling the jail with half the town's black people, framing them. Here's a New York Times article, DNA evidence can be fabricated, scientists show. That was from a week ago. Folks, we knew this. Years ago that they can fake your fingerprints. But I'm going to shut up now and go to Dr. Frederick Whitehurst for the balance of the hour to talk about, are things getting worse? Are they getting better? What's happening around the country? But first, sir, just going right back to you, I've got so many questions. Just start wherever you wish.
Well, you were talking about are things getting worse or getting better, and I think they're getting a lot better. I think because we have instantaneous knowledge now. We're connected through the Internet, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. And we can research on our own from our living rooms, our bedrooms, our offices, even our cars. We can be at the beach and find out that, for instance, an article just came out while I was waiting for this this show here. The Nebraska CSI chief has been found guilty of planting evidence. We know about those things now, and that's really healthy. When the government controls the knowledge base, then that becomes dangerous because their inferences may not be proper inferences. We, as a people, govern this nation. That's what our goal is. It may at times we vary from it. But, sir, I think that with instantaneous knowledge, then we all can take part in juries. We can all take part in who we elect. We can say, I'm not sure about this. About three weeks ago, we had a guy in North Carolina before the North Carolina Innocence Commission. His name's Dwayne Deaver. Told them 18 years ago during trial of this man who was before the commission, there were two tests that decided whether it was blood in the evidence. And one of them said yes, and the other one said no. And he only reported the yes. And it has shaken up this state to think that a man in our crime laboratory, a lowly state employee, can put a guy in jail forever. He just unilaterally decide, well, I'm not going to report the stuff that would hurt the prosecutor's case. We found that out instantaneously. This wasn't in some court 500 miles from here, whatever. It's all over the news, all over the place. And so I think it's really, things are getting better, a lot better, because, you know, I could talk to you and you're going out to a lot of audience. I'm in North Carolina. I think you're in Texas, aren't you, sir? And so,
absolutely.
So people's questions can be answered just by going to Google. And are we getting better? We're getting better at the lightning speed, in my opinion. Some of it's frightening because we're the investigators. Nobody will investigate us. Well, by golly, all of us, anybody, grade school kid can investigate any of these things and look at, don't just accept. So are we moving ahead? Excuse me. We're moving really fast ahead. Are we scared by what we're seeing right now? Yeah, but in the long run, it's going to be healthy.
Well, here's an example. I have the indictment and the affidavits for the head of the Mumbai terror attacks, and it's a U.S. government agent. I have NBC here with the FBI literally commanding and setting up and running the latest Muslim terror group that was going to bomb a synagogue. We have these groups infiltrating militias, and the leaders are the ones who are government informants or agents provocateuring this. And it's just case after case after case. And then I myself have had people who it turned out were feds try to set me up for things. And so I'm trying to understand from your perspective as the former head of the FBI crime lab forensics division, how did you awaken? How did you start seeing the corruption? Why did you speak up? What percentage, as a dead reckoning guesstimation, of police departments or FBI agents or their workers, what percentage, for whatever reason, just love framing people? Because we now know, because of DNA evidence and other issues, in some states, a third of the people or more are completely innocent. And we know that the biggest industry now in this nation is prisons. And there's this incentive to just build, 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 and put more people in prison. And as you said, the paradigm is shifting as the population begins to discover that something is rotten in the state of our republic.
I don't support law enforcement officers that go outside, that cross the thin blue line and tarnish their badge. I just don't. I understand from being inside what the pressures are. When we have an Oklahoma City go up and we see bodies of little children being dragged out, we call for revenge. That call for revenge directs our politicians, and that's what they are. They're politicians, to move forward with an agenda that we will at all costs, da-da-da-da-da. Well, that vengeance drags at the foundation of our justice system. We want to know what happened. We want to know who really did it. Unfortunately, in any enterprise such as law enforcement, where somebody who gives the right answer to the right question at the right time gets the right job and there's no oversight, as a friend of mine and I were saying recently, we all know what floats to the top in a septic tank. And that, frankly, is what, without proper oversight, can float to the top in a law enforcement agency or a government agency. People that are willing to do whatever it takes without any moral compass go to the top. They control who then floats to the top with them. The problem you have in law enforcement is the kind, in my opinion, let's take the FBI. The FBI is cram-packed full of very, very good people. And those that remain as law enforcement officers instead of managers and rear echelon folks, those people, they see what's going on, and they will respond. They respond either as going to the media under the table, which I think is inappropriate. They respond by going forward through the system. For your listeners that don't know right now, there is a move to gut the Whistleblower Protection Act with a bill. It's the Senate Bill 372 for the Senate right now.
My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent protected
protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Kathleen Rowley and it was 15 or more other FBI agents tried to stop the exact hijackers and were ordered, you will not do that. And the guys that blocked them, their superiors, they got record cash bonuses and the good FBI agents got demoted or run out.
And you know that, sir, because FBI agents who they tried to stop came out because they're that kind of people. You know, I knew doggone well I might catch a bullet when I was in the FBI for the stuff I was saying. I mean, it was terrifying for me and my family. And where would the bullet have come from? I don't know. But every one of those people said, I'll take a bullet. I'll lose my career. I'll lose my life's work. I may be put in a nut house. I may be arrested. I may be whatever. But that's not happening from field agents. That's not happening from FBI agents. It's happening from criminals who are loose in the FBI. And that is not the major percentage of them. But I can, in my experience, sir, most of those are top managers at the FBI that have managed through lack of a moral compass to move to the top and spread that kind of criminal activity where they want to, but they get stopped. If Senate Bill 372 goes through, there's FBI agents, I guarantee you, they'll find another way to stop that criminal activity. They just will. If they're not allowed to be protected as whistleblowers, then they'll just fall on their swords. They're that kind of people. So when you say, you know, law enforcement's run amok, I think what's happening is because of the information that we can get to now, when somebody does run amok, Tulia, Texas, for instance, who ever heard of that? You know, I lived in Texas one time, but I never heard of that place until, by golly, it was shown up that half the town had been put in jail by a bunch of crooked cops.
But I wanted to go back to the beginning. What happened at the FBI crime lab? Why were you forced to take that risk? As you said, there could have been a bullet with your name on it. Why did you go through all that hell to get the Whistleblower Protection Act through? And now they're coming back with SB 372 to try to reverse that.
Well, the day I walked through the door of the laboratory, which was, I think it was June the 16th, 1986, it was obvious to me it wasn't a forensic crime lab. It wasn't a analytical laboratory. It was a filthy pigsty. And there were no protocols. I saw some things in the lab that bothered me. We do in any organization. I'm sure people working with you or me would question some of our judgment. But I didn't scream my head off. I said, there's a system here to work this out. I took these issues over a period of 6-7 years up through the chain of command, step by step by step, and at every chain, at every point. Somebody said to me, well, I know there's issues. However, it's not your cross to bear. Da-da. Okay, well, it is my cross to bear. Now, first of all, I'm an American citizen. You know, the way I say it is I am an American. Okay? That's important to me. Therefore, it is my cross to bear. But let's see what the management will do about it. They never would do anything about it. We were required by Executive Order 1267, Board Report, Fraud, Waste, Abuse, and Corruption, the appropriate authority. The big word there is appropriate. If I tell you there's a problem here and you blow me off, you're no longer appropriate. I did that all the way up to and including the president's office. I mean, over to the White House. There was no appropriate authority within the U.S. Department of Justice in the executive branch at all to address the issues I brought forward. There was no appropriate authority. And so finally, through the U.S. Congress and the Inspector General's office, we took the issues to the American people. And by golly, the American people are the appropriate authority. If we don't like what's going on, we don't need a pick up arms. We have mechanisms. It's very costly to use those mechanisms. They will send you to the shrink, just like out of the old Soviet Union. Oh, well, he's a troubled man. They'll take you from your office in one place and put you in another. They'll harass your wife. They snide comments, give you bad performance appraisals. Well, never happened to me, but it happened to a number of my colleagues. All of those kinds of things that say, wow, these people are not going to address the problem. They're going to try and shut it down. Well, you know, when the President of the United States has refused to require the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI to obey federal law, Federal Whistleblower Act, they just never obeyed it. They just, nah, well, that doesn't apply to us. That means those people consider themselves above the law, and in this country, no one is above the law. No one. Not even the president.
And we see this system everywhere, where 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities where illegal aliens here in Austin can drunk drive and kill people, and they get released. But citizens get the book thrown at them because politically the government wants more illegals here for whatever reason. I mean, that's just another example. Now, from your experience, what percentage of crime lab people thought somebody was guilty, and so they planted the evidence, like with what happened with O.J. Simpson with the LAPD, and then I know it's not an exact number, versus what percentage were just sloppy and didn't care?
Well, you know, there's another percentage, sir, and that's the people who work very, very hard and really do care. What happens in the crime lab is they've got the data. And back when I was involved with this system, and I still am, but gradually we've come out of it, they're stuck with this issue. The issue is, well, the guy's probably guilty of something. If I report this stuff, I'm going to lose my job. So what's more important, my family or my oath of office and my nation? And that's a hard decision to make.
It's just that with all these city crime labs, it comes out that they are just framing people in mass. And we'll talk about some of those cases as well. But I tend to agree with you that things are actually getting better. It just looks like things are worse because now we're lancing the wound. We're seeing the pus.
Yes, sir.
I mean, to be like if you're at a serial killer's back 40 and you dig up the 25 bodies, things aren't getting worse. You've actually stopped the serial killer. You've got him in custody now. It just looks like it's getting worse because you've now discovered the crime.
You got it. You know, they call them crime labs sometimes because the crime is in the lab. But, you know, the labs are frankly completely, absolutely overworked. When you're, I just read an article during the break about San Francisco crime lab. They're doing 7,000 cases or, you know, each exam. There's no way you could do science that fast, period. And, you know, what's amazing to me is San Francisco touts itself as one of the most progressive think tanks, if you will, in the country. I'm not sure about that because I'm from North Carolina, but that kind of thing that's going on in San Francisco has been happening for years, and we've brought it to the attention of those folks out there, and judges don't do anything about it, courts don't do anything about it, defense attorneys are overwhelmed, the lab's overwhelmed, and well, okay. If what happens in crime labs happened in clinical laboratories, there'd be bodies all over the place, but there'd also be lawsuits. You know, these people have immunity from lawsuit. If a doctor carried out his business like crime labs carry on their business, he wouldn't be a doctor very long. So this state immunity that you've got in the crime labs, as well as no audit function, there's no outside audit function at all. You know, you'll be told the American Society of Crime Laboratory Directors audits these labs. My goodness, they've been auditing these labs for years. Nothing's happened. That's just a good old boy network. So you've got a human enterprise that has no oversight at all, sir, none. And on top of that, the oversight system that's supposed to work, which is the court system, is completely overwhelmed. We want to arrest people all over this country for all kinds of things. We're successfully doing it, as you mentioned. We have the largest per capita prison population in the world. But there's just a point at which the system breaks, and it breaks pretty quickly under this kind of overload. The bad people in the system relieve the stress of the overload by just lying, by doing something very often called dry labbing. Dry labbing means you didn't even conduct the analysis. You simply took a chart out of a drawer and labeled it as it came from the analysis and go on to the next case. You've got an overloaded system without any outside oversight. It's easy to institute that oversight, but the government doesn't allow it to happen. Our government, your listeners, do not allow the laboratories in the state of Texas to be audited by independent auditors.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Growing your own heritage garden with heirloom vegetable seeds is the healthiest decision you can make for you and your family. Why waste time and money sifting through dozens of tiny seed packs when we've done the work for you? We are heirloomseedkit.com. 50 heirloom varieties, 1,250 rare vegetable seeds, all organic, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. We buy our garden seeds from the same farms as our competition. Yet, with our kit, you'll save 50% or more. And our seed kit comes with a free garden planner and a wonderful How to Save Seeds booklet. How can we offer the same heirloom seeds as our competition for half price? It's all in the packaging. We use simple, no-print envelopes, while other seed companies charge more for the fancy printed envelopes than the cost of the seeds. All our varieties are proven to thrive in every region of the United States. We urge you to feed your family healthy vegetables from your own backyard. We are heirloomseedkit.com.
Huh. Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You can be executed because of a crime laboratory that has no oversight at all, but a doctor going into your throat to determine if you have a sore throat has a paperwork trail that he's very well aware could take away his license to practice. So we have a system out of control. Until the people decide, and this falls right back in the seat of your listeners, sir, until they decide this is not going to happen, I am not going to be threatened by this, let's just put it in place. Oh, it's going to cost some money. Here in North Carolina, we put daylilies in the middle of our highways. Down there in Texas, you put bluebonnets. Okay? Let's put a few less bluebonnets and let's get auditors, not crime laboratory people, auditors in to look at those labs. Well, is that going to happen? It's not going to happen unless the people that are in Texas and the United States decide enough is enough.
All right, Dr. Whitehurst, let's bring this down to the bottom line.
Yes.
Every major police department I've ever even randomly Googled has had big scandals with their crime labs, and that's with most states having almost no oversight. It's you know, the same thing as the National Security Act of 47, where U.S. intelligence has almost no oversight, unlimited secret budgets, can do whatever they want. And, of course, the CIA had to admit in 96 with their inspector general that they were shipping in cocaine. Because if you give people that much power and allow them to run wild with no oversight, criminals are going to run to get into those positions of power. Because inside a government position, they can get away with murder where they couldn't get away with it as a private criminal. We know that high-functioning psychopaths gravitate towards government positions. We know that's the basic criminology. This is common sense. That's why 9 times out of 10, you get a tyranny, not a free society. Freedom is a precious jewel that Thomas Jefferson said, even if you defend it, you're probably going to lose it. And so we know that these crime labs, by and large, are a fraud. There's this crisis of confidence as we learn that there's all this fraud. And instead of crime labs now, they're moving to new quackery that makes lie detector tests that have been proven to be a fraud pale in significance. They have fake brain scanners. They have all these other systems that supposedly show if you're really guilty and have been proven to be frauds, quackery. We have all these fake informants lying about people, setting people up, being caught over and over again, lying for money. We have police and all these scandals admitting that they lied on the stand and that it's condoned. So there is this culture of corruption from the top going down throughout the system. And you say the people have to fix it. We know we have the biggest prison population in the world. It's ballooning everywhere. What do we do then if the system is just rotting from the head down and there's just so much corruption?
Well, you know, I might add to that, the safest place for a serial criminal in the United States is in a crime laboratory, because he can get away with it again and again and again, and there's no oversight, and he's immune from prosecution. And you can count on your left hand the number of these folks that have been prosecuted. You know, if you put a man away for 18 years with a lie, then by golly, he ought to go take his place and finish out his term, and your retirement check ought to go into helping the country pay that man what he's owed. But what is the solution? We've got a society here where the solution is. It's at the polls. It's at, you know, I'm a child of the 60s. I'm 62 years old now, and I remember people became involved. We weren't attached to an iPhone and an iPod and a whatever computer screen. We got up and we saw what was going on around us, and we raised our voices. I'm not saying raise your gun. I do not believe in that kind of revolution. I was in Vietnam for 3 years, and I don't want that happening in my country. But we have the ability here. Nobody killed me yet. It's just, you know, in some countries, that'd be amazing. I'd have been dead 20 years ago. Nobody shot me. Now, they made life miserable for me and my family and people around me that supported what I was saying. But we weren't killed. You have the right to come forward and do something, to collect the data. One of the things Forensic Justice Project does, sir, is we're tracking all the victim defendants. I'm not saying defendants or victims. I'm saying victim defendants of the individuals that were pointed out in the investigation of the FBI crime lab. That's a really neat project. In most of our states, we have open records. Citizen groups can take the iPod out of their ear and petition the government for the names of every case that bad guys ever worked. And then go find those people, find out if they're in prison, if they've been executed, and we can do that, passing the information around all over the country, and we will launch and have launched an army doing that. When one man goes to jail, sir, he has a family and he has friends, and if they know he's innocent and they see the system do that to him, they do respond. They just don't throw their hands up.
And we've already won the first stage of the battle. We've gone from 20 years ago, the average person saying, no way the police ever frame anybody, to the population in polls, no, they frame whoever they want, whenever they want, and it's causing people to realize this is a fraud. A lot of innocent people are getting out of prison. When you talk to the average police officer or current FBI agent or other whistleblowers that you talk to, you know, the average cop on the beat, because I know you travel around the country and talk to folks, does the average cop realize how incredibly corrupt the system is, and do they defend it?
You know what? I think I was on the inside of the FBI, and I saw the stuff. And I saw how sick people were at the things that were going on, from voucher fraud to time and attendance sheet fraud to you know, you go to court and there's a whole crew there and one of the guys is obviously lying, and you know that they're sick about it. They're sick about it. But, sir, you know, the structure we have right now forces those people, those good people, to decide between their family security or their oath of office. And that's a dilemma we shouldn't put in their hands. They should know that when they come forward with valid, documented proof that that guy who did what he did will not be protected by his, you know, his, what do you call him in the Bureau, his juice man, not be protected by his management structure will be tried in a court of law as a criminal, a serial criminal, and sent to prison. No immunity. You lied under oath. You lied under oath. You're going away. You altered evidence. You're going away. There's a man I've been tracking since 1989. That's 21 years now, sir, and collecting information on. It's well known he lied in the trial of a federal judge. Well documented. It was documented 4 years after he did it. The FBI covered it up for 9 more years. They then admitted it, but said the issue was too stale. They wouldn't revisit it. The man retired with full retirement. And 4 years, 5 years later, the FBI rehired him as a contract employee, and he's now involved in national security issues. So I'm tracking. I want to know everything about every day he ever spent in the FBI, and it's kind of fascinating. They're doing everything they can to stop us from it. I'm 62. I've probably got another 20 good years. I'm not.
So the answer is we have to pick a criminal and hound them and bring them to justice. And with the internet, we can. That's what I've always said.
Yes,
if a politician,
sir, you don't need to hound them. As citizens, hounding is what you need is just to collect the data. Collect the data, and as a citizen group, it's a fascinating thing. Any bit of data, by the way, I've got, I'll give away to anybody.
Well, doctor, when I say hound, I mean a hound just keeps tracking and never stops.
Yes, sir.
That's what I mean by hounding. I don't
An
mean
old terrapin. You just go after them. You bite onto that. You do not denigrate. You do not slander. You just collect the data. And I've got 6,000-7,000 FBI files under Freedom of Information Act now. I've only processed about 1/5 of those. And the stuff that's coming out of those files is phenomenal. You need to remember why you're doing this. Just because one man lied in a trial does not make the defendant innocent or guilty. It means one man lied. And that defendant, a fellow citizen, no matter what he was accused of doing, deserves the right to a fair trial. This is America, sir. He deserves the right to a fair trial. And if the government won't give it to him, the elected government, the appointed government, then the government called the people, and we are the government of this country, can give it to him.
Absolutely. Let's shift gears for a moment. Here's the New York Times. DNA evidence can be fabricated, scientists show. They also admit that the police know how to take your prints, create a silicon copy, and plant them wherever they want.
Yes,
I've been warning the public about this for a decade. It's now becoming mainstream news. But we see the media now selling DNA as if it's 100%. They want a federal DNA database. They've been taking blood from babies for more than 30 years for a secret Pentagon database that's now been declassified. I see this as a new fraud where they can arrest you, take your blood, plant it, and then say, oh, we know you did it.
That's right. So, sir, it's not the science. It is the scientist that we must concern ourselves with.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.